Hello and welcome back to Marriage, the Good, the Bad, the Funny. I'm Samuel Pitcher.
And I'm Sarah Pitcher.
And it is August 2nd, 2019. Let's get into it. Exciting time for our podcast.
Why?
Well, as of the last time I checked, we are but 7 plays shy of hitting the 1,000 play mark in our podcasting career.
I thought we were still 18 away.
No. It's changed. It updated. I've had a couple coworkers that said they've listened to a few of our past episodes.
Oh.
So we are very close to that marker.
That is exciting.
It is. And I can say with confidence that only 50% of those were us. Just kidding. I don't know how many. I test it, right?
Well, you used to test it. You don't test it anymore, so.
Right. I think the only time I test it is if my parents want to listen to it.
Yeah.
And I have to do it. And I said right a couple times there just to be a throwback to the earlier episodes.
Right. Yes, right.
I still get picked on that because it wasn't that long ago that we started.
No.
We started in February.
I thought we started in January.
Oh, see, we're disagreeing, but I'm going to have to go with your right. Very beginning of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we took a hiatus.
Yes.
To feed our gambling addiction.
Yep.
But we are back regularly now. And we are that close to 1,000 plays. So this episode, if anything has indicated from the past, should hit us to the 1,000 mark easily. Probably by the end of the night, hopefully.
That's a possibility.
Right. Okay, enough of the throwback there. We'll do other throwbacks. We don't have to do that. So we're excited.
Yes.
I have shamelessly plugged this on the podcast and at work. I don't know how much you talk about it outside of the podcast.
Yeah.
Do you not tell people?
I mean, I tell them, but I'm not the shameless plugger. That's you.
Who do you tell?
I mean, I talk to my coworkers, but... And I've talked to a couple of people. But I don't know.
Okay. I'm showing you now that you can actually pull the mic closer to you and you can just yank it from me whenever you want.
Oh, good. Good. That's a good thing. I like that.
Good. So you can just yank it away from me whenever you want. So we're excited there. Wanted to obviously do a few questions, and it is truly at random this time because you have not pre-selected for us.
It's okay. I've read them all, though.
Have you really read them all?
Yes.
No way have you read them all. Are you just joshing with me right now?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out.
Something tells me that you would do that. You did have the day off today.
Oh, trust me. I didn't do that with my day off.
No? What did you do?
I napped, and I watched Jane the Virgin. I was binging that a little bit, and...
Define a little bit, because you are guilty of binging hard.
I think I maybe watched 5 episodes. That wasn't too bad. It's not too bad.
Was that before you fell asleep, or total?
No, that was total. I fell asleep until about like 10:30. Oh, I did treat myself to a facial today, by the way.
Treat yourself.
That's what I was thinking in my head while it was happening.
For those who don't know, it's a great Parks and Rec moment. I mean, that's one of the better shows. It's like The Outdoors Office.
Yeah. Yeah.
You bring up a good point, though. You were off work today.
Mm-hmm.
I think that segues into something. So our podcast is, as everyone should know by now, Marriage, the Good...
The bad.
And the funny. So we have talked about marriage topics, and I think that's a great one that you just brought up. Do you know where I'm going with this?
What? The expectations of days off?
Yes.
Well, okay. First off.
She's yanking the microphone.
First off, I just would like to say that why is it that when we're doing the name of our podcast, I only get to say the word the bad? Is it because you are selfish and want the name all to yourself? Or what? Am I just the bad part of the relationship? Huh?
No comment at this time.
Exactly.
I've never thought about it. I think of it as when we were first starting, we were obviously we're professionals now. No, we're not by any means. When we were starting, I figured since it's got that three phrases, the good, the bad, the funny, it'd be easy to kind of like point to you and you knew that it was your turn to go next. But now that we've gotten, you know, we're professionals, as we just said, maybe we should switch it up. Do you want to try it now? You want to do the intro and I will do that middle part? Want to test it to see what it'd be like?
No, I don't want to do it just because you're like, oh, let me just do this to appease wifey.
Isn't that what, you know, guys do 99.99% of the time?
No, you should have known long before now that there was something that was in the back of my mind.
Nice, nice. Off to a powerful, positive start here. So days off, the expectations that go with them from the different sides of the relationship. So do you know where I'm going with this?
Yes, I know exactly where you're going with this. How I can get away with not doing anything on my day off, but if you have a day off, I leave you a honey-do list.
Yes, you do. And from the extensive research I've done, it seems to be a common trend. So if the guy has the day off, I should start with you. Like you said, if the wife has the day off, it doesn't matter when her last day off was. It's a matter of, you know, dear, you've earned this. You deserve a nice break. Make sure you get lots of rest. Don't answer the phone. Make sure you do whatever you want and have a good time. I'll go to work and I hope you enjoy your day off. And that's the expectations I have to set for you. But when the guy's off, you know, it doesn't matter, once again, when the last time was he was off. It could have been, you know, 5 years ago since his last vacation. Oh, you're not getting a free day, mister. You're going to make sure that the gutters are clean, the lawn is mowed, the house is clean, the dog is walked all the time. Granted, that one should be a given because I love Ralphie, so I'm going to walk him. But he's going to get a list a mile long, and if one thing is left on that list undone, he has failed at his day off. Any commentary?
Yes.
You're yanking the mic, so I know you are.
Yes, I do have commentary on that. So.
They always do, am I right, guys?
So, as I was saying, when we work, we still have to come home at night and do things. Laundry. Now, I know it's surprising to you, but it doesn't just magically walk itself downstairs into the washing machine, hop into the dryer, come upstairs, fold itself.
I'm going to stop you there. We have caught some of my garments walking their way to the trash can. They might not get to the laundry, but they have been known to walk out on their own. Continue, please.
So anyways, we still have other responsibilities during the week. Cooking, cleaning up, general maintenance of the home during the week. Now on the weekend, I have to go grocery shopping and get other stuff done during the weekend. And what do? Go golfing. Just like how you injured yourself at golf.
We can get into that later. Let's keep this going about the days off. It seems like you're on a roll.
So, yes, as we go back to days off. So when we take a day off, it's our mental break. It's our, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. If I want to stay in my pajamas until 3 in the afternoon, I'm going to stay in my pajamas until 3 in the afternoon and not leave the house. Now, today, for instance, I decided, you know what? I'm going to treat myself to a facial. That's what I wanted to do. So I called up and I said, can you fit me in today? Sure. All right, I'll be there. So yes. It is different when I have a day off versus when you have a day off.
Before I give my also important counter to this, you know, very elaborate argument that you have posed, can I ask a follow-up question, or a preliminary question, I should say?
Well, even if I said no, you're still going to ask it.
Fine then. My question is, do I have a hope and a prayer in this argument?
Probably not.
Ooh, you said probably not. So you're saying there's a chance.
I'm saying that I will let you talk about it and then I will shoot you down, just like your hopes and dreams.
They always do that, right, men? Ha 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 ha. Two times I've done that now. Ooh. So, what I'm thinking here is we work just as hard throughout the day, and despite popular belief, we are not worthless around the house. We still do stuff. We mow the lawn. We take out the trash. We do clean up around the house a little bit. Maybe not as extensively, or, you know, not as right or not as well as you might. You know, God forbid that they, put the towels 2 inches to the right of something else that they shouldn't have. You're biting your tongue. You're building up your ammo. But we do work, and we deserve a day off where we aren't given a laundry list of things. And you know what? If you don't give us a laundry list of things, you might be surprised, and I've proven this before, that sometimes we just clean because we know it's the right thing to do, and I've proven that to you before. So I think you can say, you know, maybe we deserve a little bit more credit here. So are you ready for your stance here?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, please enlighten us.
Okay, yes, you take the trash out once a week when it's trash day, and you scurry it down as they're pulling up the street, the trash can. Wait, no, don't leave. I've got trash. If I don't have it out, my wife is going to be mad. And you know what? You do have days off, the weekend, when I don't bother you and say, hey, this needs to be done. When was the last time you mowed the lawn, mister? Huh? I think it's been a couple of weeks. The outside shows. Yeah.
Are you continuing?
No, please go.
My only commentary was that your eye started twitching when you were making your argument, so you're right, I legit started twitching, so it was like crazy lady up in here. Well, I told you, or I asked you, do I have a chance? And we said probably not. We knew that was, we don't use profane language on this, but oh blank no was my hope and prayer. Oh, yep, yanked the microphone. Bye!
Yes, and you work just as hard as we do when memory serves. What was last week that you had to, you know, take oh so seriously? A cornhole tournament? That was a hard day at the office for you, wasn't it?
If you saw how we played, you would think it was.
Oh, yes. Such a rough day at the cornhole tournament.
Well, you know, it could be like the classic SpongeBob episode where we find out that Patrick's been going home on his days off. Sometimes I lose the remote, and sometimes my buttage is real bad. Oh, you forgot your briefcase, and it's filled with ice cream and donuts. You could actually joke about that because I did stay home the past few days, and I did work from home. And I did work from home. You can ask anyone at the office. So, yeah. Okay, yank the microphone.
Yes, and then as far as cleaning went, yes, you did help me clean up the one night, but I cleaned the dirty garage and you cleaned a nice living room.
Because I had my boo-boo ankle. It hurt.
Uh-huh. Anyways, moving on. What other topics did you want to talk about tonight, dear?
Well, if you're still talking to me after this, we can either go into questions or we might be able to banter about something else like my ankle. We'll decide after a short little break here.
And we're back. So let's go about seeing picking a question here. All right.
Well, you can be honest. You already picked it. We picked it on our break, randomly still.
Fine.
Uh-oh, the fine word. You already picked it, and it was the first one.
All right.
Read it to us, my love.
Don't start with that. Okay. All right. So, what is the greater obstacle for you? Dwelling on the past or worrying about the future?
So, we're playing the couples game where I guess your answer and you guess mine, or are we just jumping into the answers?
Just jumping in the answers.
We're jumping in. Since when do we just jump in?
Because you already know my answer or what it would be.
You're right. I definitely do. And we shouldn't test that. So you're right. We should just get on to the answers, because I clearly know and I would never get that wrong. Not me. I know everything there is to know about my wife. Don't you test me on that. Who's answering first?
You can.
Oh, okay. Well, I figured people would want one last good thing to listen to before the end of this episode, so I thought you'd go first.
Why? I'll let you ramble first and then save the day.
Ah, the best for last. Good technique there. Which one worries me more? Her greatest obstacle: dwelling on the past or worrying about the future? That's a hard one. I think both hit ya. Both of these hit me. I don't really have much in my past. I'm not a very exciting person to be down and out about. And worrying about the future, I'm going to say worrying about the future. And I'm pretty sure that's yours. Worrying about the future. So now that I've said it, you can go 180 and do the opposite one just to make me look bad. And you probably will, because I can't win. And we've talked about that already. Worrying about the future. Okay, I have a commentary on this one. I can tie both together, actually, here. I worry about the future because I dwell on the past with my student loans. Huh? Because of all the student loans I've taken out, I worry about the future. The student loans were the past, but it's affecting my future. You're yanking the mic away.
The only time that it affects the future is when you don't pay on them. If you pay on them regularly, they don't affect you. They just kind of sit there and wait to be paid off.
But that's money I could spend elsewhere. I'll give a serious answer now. It will be worrying about the future. The past is the past. Can't dwell on it. Worrying about the future is something that can become very easy, I think, for anyone. Because you think to yourself, especially when we are still a newly married couple, for the most part, 3 years isn't that long, just like we talked about last week with that couple that's going on 52. 3 years is a drop in the bucket when you think about how long some people are. So we have a lot to think about. We have, this mortgage. We've had a lot of milestones. We obviously moved in together, had the apartments, actually, and now the house. So those are some milestones.
What about Ralphie? Is he not a milestone?
Adopting Ralphie has been a milestone, or was a milestone. Thank you for reminding me. Of course, to Ralphie. But next would be children, which is something that could be something to worry about. Do you have the money for it? Are we responsible enough? Are you ready? Which is a very loaded question. And from everyone you tell that to, especially those who have had kids, so it's not just people who are just saying it because they think it's the right thing to say, they tell you all the time, you'll never be ready. Doesn't make you feel any more comfortable, really, when you think about it, because you're hearing, oh, well, guess what? You're never going to be stable enough, or you're never going to be ready. Well, that makes me feel good that I won't be ready. However, it's something to worry about. Worrying about how they're going to grow up, worrying about how you're going to support them, worrying about the next day. So worrying about the future can be the greatest obstacle, because it can make you not dwell on the past, but get stuck in the present, because you don't want to take that next step forward. And that's why we make such a good pair. I'm usually the one to be pushing forward, and you're the one who keeps me grounded. Is that right?
What are you talking about? You can't plan for the next week. You can barely handle today.
I push forward on the ideas, not the actual walking forward, thank you.
Not the whole logistical part of it, like, oh, how are we gonna do this? Sarah, help me.
The question was worrying about the future. Now, if there was an option for planning for the future, I would have checked that box off hardcore. But I will stick to just worrying about the future, thank you. That is my greatest obstacle. Worrying about it. Can we do it? Will we get there? How will we get there? And will it be successful? Are you good? You gonna take the mic away again?
Bye.
Yes.
Okay.
So, which is the bigger obstacle for me? Past or future?
Dwelling on the past or worrying about the future.
Okay, fine. Dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. So, you're right. It is a mixture of both. Yes, I worry about the future, but sometimes I do find myself dwelling in the past. And it's a matter of thinking about, stupid mistakes that you make. You know, words you said, words you know you can't take back. Of course, sometimes my mind goes to, because I've had, grandparents pass away. And, sometimes you think about how you would love to go back and do something differently. Or, the last year that my grandmother was alive, I worked this whole summer. So I missed out on time that I could have spent with her. So I do, go and dwell on the past sometimes and think, how my life would be different if I had done certain things versus what I did do. And of course, you also sit there and think about things that you spent money on that you're like, oh, I really shouldn't have spent money on that, or I shouldn't have done all this and that, because if I hadn't, I would have, more money that I wouldn't be worrying about the future now that here I am. I could have paid off my student loans with that money. Like, did I really need all those clothes from that store that I've probably since gotten rid of because I realized how stupid they looked? So, I don't know. I think in that instance, yes, I do worry about the future. But I also do, I feel like I'm more split in that than necessarily you are. I do worry, and you know that I'm a worrier. But I feel like mentally, I've kind of trained myself to not worry as much about the future anymore, because I know that whatever comes along, we're going to figure it out, And we could have, you joked with me the one day, our, camera turned off and I couldn't see Ralphie. So your mind goes to a dark place like, oh my gosh, is something wrong in the house, or, did someone break in and disable the camera? And in my mind, I wasn't even worried about our possessions, because they could be gone in an instant. I was worried more about Ralphie, something that we couldn't get back. And I know I'm kind of gone into a depressing place, but I don't know. I don't worry so much about the future anymore. Yes, I know it's important to plan and, be stable for the future. But I also know that anything can change in a moment. And I think I've been able to come to terms with that a little bit easier.
So you're going to lean more on the past?
I think so.
That's fair. I would argue, going back to the comedic side of this podcast, women are very good about remembering the past. And all the sins he committed, they're flooding back to you now as I look at you.
Like the comment about the cornhole tournament?
Yes, like the comment about the cornhole tournament. See? Dwells on the past. But the good news is, love, most of the time that's not an obstacle for you. You handle it very smoothly and it doesn't get in your way at all in punishing me for my past actions. So that's good news. All right. We are currently at about 25, 26 minutes into this episode. I think we're at a good point to wrap up. Do you?
I think so.
I want to make it extra special since it's our one that's going to push us over the 1,000 plays mark. So we can shamelessly plug now? You're not answering? Fine. We can say thank you to all those who have been listening and continue to listen. Is that shamelessly plugging?
Sure.
It is? Saying thank you is shamelessly plugging?
Well, I have to lean in because you took the mic away from me. So, I mean, what am I supposed to say?
You've had no problem yanking it before.
Oh, no. You seem to be guarding it over there like, no.
My voice must be heard. They must know my story. But thank you. Thank you to all those who listen every week. Thank you to those that will listen in the future. And if you used to listen, please come back. We miss you.
Thank you to all those that finally understand my plight and my issues and my sorrows.
Yeah. You're a real martyr for what you do. You're not saying anything. Are you afraid to? Is the mean old Samuel going to punish you later?
Probably. He's going to tell me that I can't do something, but I'll do it anyways.
And then he's going to act like his word was disobeyed, and then she's going to snarl at him.
Yep.
Yep. There's no winning for this guy. And there shouldn't be, because this is marriage, where he's Mr. Right, and she is...
Mrs. Always Right.
Yes. We've talked about that before, and we'll probably talk about similar stuff in the future. But if you like what you hear, once again, even if you don't, that's okay with us. As either way, spread the word. Torture people, encourage people, get them to laugh. Whatever you view this podcast is good for, share it with those that you know. Spread the word so that before you know it, we will be at 2,000 plays. Is that a shameless plug?
Yes.
Good. I want more plays. I want it so I can always work from home and do the podcast.
Okay, now that's a bit far-reaching.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that, I told you this already, that my one coworker referenced last week's episode was making jokes about stealing my ideas.
Yeah, that's true.
So he came back. He joked about not listening to it ever again, but he came back. He didn't acknowledge it. He claimed that it was just, you know, him being, you know, coincidental, but he was listening. And you can too. And I wish I had it here, but I was told that we might be getting some viewer questions soon. So, that being said, if we get any, we'll read them. Otherwise, you too can send us questions. Just email us at marriagegbf, that's marriagegbf@gmail.com. We'll be happy to answer your questions. In the meantime, I think we're good, as long as my love is good.
Yep.
All right. Then thank you once again for supporting us this far. We're excited to hit the 1,000 play mark, and here's to at least 1,000 more. So this has been Marriage.
The good.
The bad.
And the funny.
Till next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.